Kairavos. And the Gemara says, on Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis, the Omar Rav Abba Bar Zavda Omar Rav, Choson v'hashashbinim v'chol b'nei achupa p'tur min asuka kol shiva. A choson and the shashbinim, the friends, and all b'nei achupa p'tur from suka kol shiva during the whole week of Shabbat. My time of mishum debol l'mechti, because they have to be mesamech v'choson ekal. Right, during the shivas yimei hamishkan is a mitzvah of simchas choson v'chala, so they have to be mesamech v'choson and ekal, so they're p'tur from the suka. So frak the Gemara, v'leichlu b'suka v'leichlu b'suka. What's the problem? They could be mesamech v'choson and kala in the sukkah. Let them eat in the sukkah. Let them have simchas choson v'kala in the sukkah, and everything should be fine. Well, to Gemara, ein simcha ela b'chuppah. No, they can't be mesamech v'choson and kala appropriately in the sukkah. They have to do that in the chuppah. Where's the chuppah? The chuppah during the week of Shavuot brachas. They're going back to the chuppah. That's pretty expensive. No, so at the time of the Gemara, what used to happen is people would actually have a chasana in a home. The parents of the chasan and kala would build a house for the chasan and kala, and then they'd have the chuppah. They'd have a chasana in the home, and the chasan and kala would move into the home. So the week of Shavuot brachas, all the Shavuot brachas would actually take place in the home of chasan and kala. That was the chuppah. That was the mokum of chasan and kala. That was their bayis. That's what they used to do at the time of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, in simcha l'chuppah, simchas chasan and kala takes place only in the chuppah. Presumably, the Gemara seems to be saying that it's only there in the chuppah. So you can't tell the chosin and kala and the shushbinin and the b'nei achupa to be sameach in the sukkah. That's not the place for simchas chosin and kala. That's only in the chuppah. So you got a problem. So it says the Gemara, Zokr of Abba Barzav Damarav, they're potter from sukkah, because they have to be sameach the chosin and kala. Mark, I saw you hear me.
Yeah, when it says kol shiva, could that be referring to kol shiva yamim mosukis? Just Sheva Brachas.
Well, if the Sheva Brachas is going to be, you can't get married on Sukkot, right? The Gemara Marikotin said that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha the Simcha, so you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov. That's one reason. There are other reasons given. The Samachta v'Chagecha v'lo be'Ishtecha. Different reasons given. So obviously we're talking about a Chasana that took place before Sukkot. So it's going to extend into Sukkot. But you can't say Kol Shiva means Sukkot because the Shivas Yimei HaMishta are going to be over before the end of Sukkot. Mistam, it means that during the week of Shavuot Brachas, they're part of the Sukkot. Freg the Gemara, v'lechlu b'sukkah v'lechlu b'chuppah. What, you tell me that ain't simcha l'b'chuppah? Okay, great. So let them be sameach b'chuppah, but let them eat b'sukkah. The chayef to eat in the sukkah. The chayav to live in the sukkah, really. The mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is not achila b'sukkah. We happen to make a baruch of leisha b'sukkah on the achila. That's because the ikar kviyas of a person is b'achila b'shtiyah. So that's why we make a baruch of yeshiva b'sukkah on an achila b'kviyas or a shtiyah b'kviyas. We'll talk about the details as we move along. But the real mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is exactly what the word says. Leisha b'sukkah. It doesn't necessarily mean to sit in the sukkah. It means to live in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. You're supposed to spend time in the sukkah, eating and drinking and sleeping. The ikar, then you're really supposed to sleep in the sukkah as well. There are reasons why we don't sleep in the sukkah. We'll get to that too, mitzvah Shem. But the ikar mitzvah of sukkah is to live in the sukkah. So, okay, they can't live in the sukkah. We want them to eat in the sukkah. We want them to be sameach in the chuppah. But you can do both. Right? Let them be sameach b'chuppah. You tell me that ain't simcha b'chuppah, so let them be sameach b'sukkah. But they'll eat in the sukkah. Let them be sameach b'chuppah, but they'll eat in the sukkah. They'll eat in the sukkah, they'll spend some time in the sukkah, but they'll do the simcha b'chuppah. So I have to give our knowing. Simcha ela b'makom suda. The ikka simcha, the simcha is only b'makom suda, it's only b'makom achilu shtia, so therefore, you can't have the simcha b'chuppah without the achilu shtia. That's why they're potter from the sukkah. They have to be mesameach b'chuppah and kala. And they have to mismarry the chosin kala with achila, so that's why they put them in the sukkah. They have to do the simcha of the chosin kala in the chuppah. This is the first part of the Gemara, and then we'll get to the next kasha of the Gemara. But these are the first two kashas, the answers the Gemara gives that ain't simcha of the chuppah and ain't simcha of the makom suda. So therefore, you can't split it. You can't have the simchas chosin the kala in the chuppah and the achila in the sukkah. It's got to all take place in the chuppah. So that's why the chosin and the shishbinim and the chuppah turim in the sukkah kol shiva. Question, Jeremy.
Where does the Gemara get this rule or idea of Ein Simcha Ela B'chuppah?
That's the svara of the Gemara. That's
they're saying it as if it's like a.
It's not a halacha Moshe Mesinai, but that's the point. That they assume whatever the simcha is, we have to figure out: is it the rice? Is it the rabbanon? Either way, we have to figure out what's the halacha. So if it's the rabbanon, then we can understand heimamu veheimamu chazal v'koveya that the simcha is only b'chuppah. Maybe the ikar simcha is b'chuppah, but there's some main simcha b'chuppah, and that's why there can't be some erech in the sukkah because it has to be in the chuppah. Okay, we'll see. We'll see as we move along. Let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says the chos and the shishvinim and the bnei chuppah p'tur min hasukkah kol sheva. Why? Because bol lemechti. What's the p'tur? Why are they put? They have to be samech. Before we even get to the kasha, bol lemechti. Therefore, they're put from the sukkah. What was the chavim of the Gemara that they should be put from sukkah? So there's a machlokas we've shown in what that means. Why should they be put from the sukkah? Comes the Ran and says, why are they part of from the sukkah? You know why? Why do you think this is here? Like, why is this halacha here in the Gemara and sukkah? He says it's related to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that shulchan mitzvah part of in a sukkah. He explains the Gemara because also the mitzvah is part of in a mitzvah. So he says the Ran, it's doch bezel bezach over here, same thing. The Ran is on daf yud aleph on the base of daf yariv. Chosnum yashishbin of turim in a sukkah, mishum da oskim bemitzvah hang. They're oskim b'mitzvah of simchas chasam v'kala. So oskim b'mitzvah is part of b'mitzvah. They're part of from sukkah. What do you see from this Ran? We had a shaila on Rashi on Chafei Amud Aleph. Rashi says, who are the shulchei mitzvah that are part of b'sukkah? He says, people who are holchei mitzvah, they're going to be lomei Torah, or to be makor pnei rabo, or to be podei shvuyim, Rashi says. So we ask, l'hakor pnei rabo, is that a mitzvah d'oraisa? It's learned from Sefer Melochim, it's learned from Divrei Kabbalah, it's learned from a Pasuk in Nach, but it's not even a direct limud from Nach, it's just a story, right? The Isha Hashunamis told her husband she's going to the Shabbos, and he said, Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos, it sounds like it's a deal from the Gemara, it sounds like the Chodesh of Shabbos, and the regel, you would go to be Makor Pnei Rabbah. Doesn't even sound like it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's just the remez in Divrei Kabbalah. It sounds like it's a Derabbanan, so we asked, how can that be? What Rashi holds that Osik Mitzvah Derabbanan is father from a Mitzvah Deraisa. So Zokta Bikuri Yaakov, maybe it is a Mitzvah Deraisa to be Makkel Pnei Rabbah Berega. It's not directly learned from the Pasuk, but it's a Kiyam Deraisa, it's Hashem Lekachatira, the Rabbos Talmid HaChachanim, it's a part of Mora Rabbo, to show respect for the Rebbe, you have to be Makkel Pnei Rabbah. So if it's a kiyum daraisa, then I can understand someone who's also a kiyum daraisa. Maybe he's part of a mitzvah. He's not just mekayim a mitzvah. He's also a mitzvah daraisa. He's also in a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis, but it's a kiyum daraisa. So then I understand why he's part of from the mitzvah daraisa of sukkah. And then the Bikur Yaakov wanted to suggest, no, maybe it's a mitzvah darabanan. Losasa tells me that every mitzvah darabanan is bechlal a daraisa, and that's why. Not even though the Rabbanans and the Raisas are on a different level, we're Mekel for Sofik Mitzvah the Rabbanan, we're Machmer for Sofik Mitzvah the Raisa, but Losasa means that the Rabbanan has a status of the Raisa. So if you're Osik with Mitzvah the Rabbanan, it's like you're Osik with Mitzvah the Raisa, and that's why you're potter from another Mitzvah the Raisa. It's a Sofik in Bikur Yaakov. Do I say that Osik with Mitzvah the Rabbanan is like a potter from a Mitzvah the Raisa? Or do I say no, that Machmer Pnei Rabba Beregel is really like a Mitzvah the Raisa? But in a Hanami, if you talk about a Mitzvah the Rabbanan, right, someone who's osik in their Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, something that's really the Rabbanan, according to the first Saturn of the Bikur Yaakov, he'd be chayev a mitzvah deraisa. He'd have to stop doing his mitzvah deraisa because it's not on the level of the mitzvah deraisa. So, lechora from the Ran, you get the impression the Ran holds that osik the mitzvah deraisa is potter from the mitzvah deraisa. Because the mitzvah to be mesameh, the chosin and kala during the week of Sheva Brachas, lechora is only a mitzvah deraisa. It's not derived from a posik in the Torah. There is one day that the Rosh in Ksubis quotes that maybe the first day of the Sheva Brachas is Daraisa. Because the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that we just read on Pesach, the Pasuk says, Yom Chasunoso V'Yom Simchas Libo. Yom Simchas Libo. There's an idea that the Yom HaChasun of the first day of the week, maybe that's Simchas Libo, that's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it's Divrei Kabbalah. So maybe that's the Rice according to one day in the Rosh, but l'chor, the rest of Sheva Brachas is only the Rabbanan. And here we're saying that during the entire week of Sheva Brachas, they're parted from the Sukkah, because they're osik in, according to the Ran, they're osik in the mitzvah of being Mesameh v'chosin v'kal. The Pshuto, according to the Ran, it sounds like osik the mitzvah of the Rabbanan is parted from the mitzvah d'araisa, l'chor. But not everyone agrees with this Ran. The Ravid, right there in his Asogas on the Balamor, He gives a different reason why the chosen and the shishbinim and the kachub are chotim. The Ravid on the bottom there in the riff. The Ravid says, chosen v'shishbina v'bnei chuppa lava sugi v'mitzvah minhu. They're not oski v'mitzvah. V'had the turi misuka mishum mitzvah hu. He lo chodu v'had echosen kol zayin mitzvahim heim v'chosen. Says the Ravid, I don't think they're potter because they're oski v'mitzvah. I think they're potter because of another tour, another reason. I'm going to invoke the idea of mitzvah potter min asuka that we just had yesterday. Rav's halacha. Mitzdar is part of an asukah, says the Raiva. That's the din of the chosin and the shishbinim and the bnei achuppah. It's good. The Gemara waited until it introduced us to the principle of mitzdar part of an asukah. Now it mentions chosin and the shishbinim and the bnei achuppah. Of the Raiva, it's a good hemshech. Right? The reason why they're part is not because they're also given mitzvah, but rather because they're mitzdar. If they can't be mitzamer the chosin and kala, they're mitzdar. And since ain't simcha lebechuppah, they're going to be mitzvah if we force them to go to the sukkah. So that's why they're potter. Not because they're oskim in mitzvah, but rather because mitzvah is potter in a sukkah. Why is there no mitzvah for them? Comes the ra'ah in the kovetz, starts the ball rolling. The ra'ah later in the Gemara, he has a comment that really relates back to our Gemara. You'll see later, there's a b'raisa at the bottom of the Amud. It talks about the chosin and the shishbinim and bnei achuppah. What are they potter from? Yeah, the Braisa enumerates certain mitzvahs, potter min hatfilah, min hatfilin, chayav min kriya. It talks about kriya shema. We'll talk about the details. So at the end of that piece, there are all rights. V'lo p'tiri mishamosik mitzvah potter min hamitzvah. The mishas nisuin nases mitzvos. Why does osik mitzvah potter min hamitzvah not apply to chosin, shishbinim, and kol bnei achuppah? Because the mitzvah is over b'shas nisuin. B'shas nisuin, once the Kiddushin and the Nisuin have been completed. You have the Kiddushin, you have the Chuppah, you have the Bias Mitzvah even. It's over. Once the Bias Mitzvah is done, then the Mitzvah is over. So if the Mitzvah is over, then Osig Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah doesn't apply. They're not Osig Mitzvah anymore. There is no Mitzvah to speak of. There's no Mitzvah to speak of. There's no Mitzvah to speak of. Which Mitzvah is there? What's the Ra'ah talking about? During the week of Shavuot Brachos, isn't there a Mitzvah being Sameach L'Chas and the Kalam? What's he saying? The Chor of the Ra'ah is assuming that that's only a Mitzvah to Rabbi. So the din that osig mitzvahs potter min hamitzvah applies to mitzvahs daraisa, but during the week of Shavuot Brachos, they're not being osig in a mitzvah daraisa. Maybe nisuin is a mitzvah daraisa. The bias mitzvah is connected to nisuin. After ra'ah, after the nisuin is over, they're not osig in mitzvah daraisa. They're not potter min hamitzvah. So that wouldn't be a reason to make them potter min hamitzvah. The ra'ah presumably will learn like the Ravid. Right, he learns like the Raiva that if you're going to potter them from Sukkah, not just from Tefillah and Tefillah, the Braisa later is only going to potter them from Tefillah and Tefillah. Well, we'll have to talk about that Braisa. It's a complicated Braisa. It could be, Rashi's going to say that the Tana of that Braisa actually holds that Osik Mitzvah is Chayav Mitzvah. It's something separate from Tefillah and Tefillah. Tefillah and Tefillah are special. And we'll get to it in its Hashem. The Braisa doesn't talk about Summa. But clearly what the Ra'ah is assuming is that if you'll say that Chosin, Shishbin, Machal, Ben, Achuppah are potter from Sukkah, it's not because they're Oskim a Mitzvah. That's not the reason, because the Mitzvah is over, Mishas Nisvah. It's over. There's nothing to talk about. So if you were to say that they talk about potter, like Rav said up top against the Tana later on, Rav and Osuga says that they're potter from Sukkah, what's the reason, according to the Ra'ah? Presumably like the Ravid. He must assume that they're only potter because of mitzvah. They can't be potter because they're osik in a mitzvah, because they're only osik in a mitzvah derabanan, not really being osik in a mitzvah deraisa, because the mitzvah deraisa is over, mishas nisuin. The Ra'ah and the Ravid are working together that the only way to potter the chosin and the shishbinim and the bnei achuppah is because they're mitzvah, because they can't be sameach properly with the chosin and the kala, not because they're osik in a mitzvah, because they're only osik in a mitzvah derabanan. So this shaila, whether osik in a mitzvah derabanan is potter from a mitzvah deraisa, could be a machlokas, the Ran and the Ravid. How to learn this sukkah? Why are the chosin and the shishbinim and the bnei achuppah potter min hasukkah kol shiva? Question, Shim.
You said that the point of argument between the Ravid and the Ran is whether or not osig mitzvah derabanan is potter min mitzvah?
Perhaps.
Is it also possible that the Ravid disagrees with the Ran that it is in a yuffle panchne?
Oh, we're going to get to it. Just one second. Excellent. Excellent. That's the next step. I saw another hand.
Why in the case of when they're mitzvah in the sukkah, don't they have to be Yisubei Daita?
Ovel, you said.
No.
Ovel, it's the same.
Right.
By Ovel, we said, and here yet we're saying, no, them it's Steyr, and they don't have to be Miyashiv Daita. Is the case similar? The case obviously has to be different. What's the chiluk? Right, by Ovel, he's Ba'avelus. He's mitzar more than he has to. He can be misabel on his karov, but to be mitzar so much, more than his chiyuv in the mitzvah, that he's not allowed to do. He can fulfill all the mitzvahs that he's involved in. Right? He has to be misabel on his karov. He has a mitzvah. That he can do without being mitzar. He takes it to the next level. He's so out of sorts that he can't function properly. That's not a chiyuv. Here, the chasim, the sheshbinim, and the bnei akupa, they have a mitzvah on themselves. They have a mitzvah to be mesameh the chasim and kala. They're mitzvah because they can't fulfill the mitzvah. It's not that they're going further than their chiyuv. They're mitzvah because they can't do what they really a chayiv to do. Maybe in such a case, we don't say that they have to be miyashiv daita. Because their tsar is a tsar that's generated by a mitzvah. So we're not going to tell them, you have no right to have that tzar. They do have a right to have that tzar. It's generated by a mitzvah. So there it makes sense that they should be able to be mitzvah.
They could be happy if they wanted to. They're deciding that they don't want it because they're in the sukkah, no?
So once the Gemara says that ain't simcha lebechuppah, then we're saying objectively they can't be sameach completely. So since that tzar is generated by a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah derabbanan, but it's generated by a mitzvah, it's not completely personal. It's generated by a chiyuv that they have, generated by a mitzvah, so then maybe there we don't say that they have to be miyashiv daito to put themselves in a state that they won't be mitzvah. The Ravid brings a raya to Yeshita from the Hamshach of the Gemara, from the Kasha. What does the Gemara say? The Chosim, the Sheshbinim, and the Bnei Achubah, Apturim, and Asukah, Kol Shiva. So in fact, the Gemara, V'lechlu b'sukah, v'lechlu b'sukah. Let them do everything in the sukkah. What's the problem? Let them eat the sukkah, let them be mesamer, the chasim and kala in the sukkah, and everything will be fine. So Frek the Ravid, if you learn like the Ran, that the reason why they're parted from the sukkah is because they also do the mitzvah. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? But lechlu b'sukkah v'lechlu b'sukkah, they're parted. If you tell me it's a problem of tsar, so then I hear you. Right? If it's a problem of tsar, so the kasha of the Gemara is, why should there be any problem? Let them be samech in the sukkah, and then they won't be bitzar. The whole problem is they're bitzar because they can't be samech the chasen and kala. So do everything in the sukkah, and everything should be fine. So the Vatican Gemara answers, no, it's simcha lebechuppah. They can't do it in the sukkah. They can't do it in the sukkah. They're going to be bitzar. So therefore, they're parted from the sukkah. But according to the realm, what's the kasha? What's the kasha of the Gemara? Lechlu b'sukkah v'lechlu b'sukkah. They're all skim b'mitzvah. They're parted b'mitzvah. What else? That's they're parted. So if they're parted, then we don't force them to go to the sukkah. What's the kasha? Not the Ravid, you see. The Gemara is like me. It's not like the Ravid. That they're potter from the sukkah, not because of Osek, the mitzvah potter from the sukkah, but rather because of mitzvah potter from the sukkah. That's the Rai of the Ravid. How can you be doch on that Rai? Help me now. Based on everything that we've learned till now, help me. How can we be doch on this Rai? Efshalakayim Shnei. Right? Who says that? Efshalakayim Shnei. Dani's saying that if you hold it also in mitzvah potter and a mitzvah is only if yef shalakayim shneim, so maybe the Gemara is asking, even if the chosin and the bnei achupa potter and asukah because also in mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, but it's doch yef shalakayim shneim, right? That's your term. It's doch yef shalakayim shneim. Lechlu b'sukah, lechlu b'sukah. Let them do everything in the sukkah. So if you learn like Tosfos and everything is great, we still understand the kasha. We do understand the kasha. Right, even if they're potter because they're also in the mitzvah, but the kasha of the Gemara is, it's Efshalakayim Shnei, they can do everything in the sukkah, so let them do everything in the sukkah. So Kamashul on the Gemara, it's the Efshalakayim Shnei. The teretz of the Gemara is that, no, they can't be Sameach in the sukkah, in Simcha Lebechupa, it's the Efshalakayim Shnei, that's why they're potter in a mitzvah. That's what you could have said. But it's not going to work. That could work for Tosis, but the problem is, who is the Mara, the Shmaitzer, who's the one who said that the Chosin and the Sheshbinim and the Chobin and Achubah are potter in a sukkah because also in the mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah? Who said that?
Ran.
And Ran is the one who holds what? That also is mitzvah potter min mitzvah, even if Efshe l'kayim shnayim. No terts. According to Tosis, I understand the kasha. Gemara is asking, it's Efshe l'kayim shnayim, why should they be potter? But according to the Ran, even if it's Efshe l'kayim shnayim, they're still potter min mitzvah. They still should be potter from the sukkah. What's the Gemara asking? Leif lo b'sukkah, leif lo b'sukkah. Leave them alone. They're potter. They're potter. It's Efshel Kaim Shneim. And don't tell me, no, they're only Mekayim Mitzvah. They're not Osek B'Mitzvah. Come on. They're Osek B'Mitzvah. I mean, will you ever Mesamech a Chosin and a Kala? I think that's an Osek B'Mitzvah. You guys got to dance a little bit. You got to sing a little bit. You got to be active. It's not like wearing tzitzis. You know, going to a chasana is not like wearing tzitzis. You heard it here. It's not, you put on the tzitzis and now you just sit there. That's not, you could go to a chasana and sit there and watch, but that's not being a samech, a chasana and kal. Maybe that's the way I would like to be a samech. You know, I'm not as active as you guys are. But I'm sure you don't do that. I also get active. Baruch Hashem. Right? It's an active type of mitzvah. It's not just the key of mitzvah, right? So according to the Rambam, we're still up a creek without a paddle. Mark.
Based on this case, what's the nafkamina between the other case we had in Chofei Amunah, where it says that Chosan is potter from Soka because that's here about the Sula? So what's the nafkamina between this case? This is getting named Chofei.
Chosan is potter from creation. So how can we answer this kasha according to the Ran? The Ran says Osig mitzvah is potem na mitzvah, even if Efshel Kaim Shneim. Part of the answer is the Ran himself had an exception. The Ran says there is one situation where Osig mitzvah is chayev mitzvah. Or maybe I should better say the Ran says there is a situation where it's appropriate to do the second mitzvah. Remember, Ran says if ein bo tircha klal. There's no tircha to be involved in the other mitzvah, even if Efshel Kayim Shneim, Miyos Tov Al Kikari Ra. Remember that? Like a Midas Chasidus, it's appropriate, if there's no tircha, it's really appropriate to do. It's appropriate to get involved in the other mitzvah. It's only if there's a tircha involved. It's Efshel Kayim Shneim, but there's a tircha involved. Then the Ran says that you're still potter, even though it's Efshel Kayim Shneim. But if there's no tircha involved at all, the Ran says that it's roi lekach, it's roi to do the other mitzvah. We said from the Ran, it's not mashma that you're chayiv to do the other mitzvah, but it's still roi lekach to do the other mitzvah. So maybe that's the answer for the Ran. The Ran would say that the kasha of the Gemara is v'leichlu besukah v'leichtu b'chupa. No. V'leichlu besukah v'leichtu besukah. Do everything in the sukkah. But the Ran holds that part because osig mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. So why should we push them to the sukkah? Even if Efshel Kaim Shneim, they're still part of the sukkah. The answer is the Ran admits that if there's no tircha, it's appropriate for them to go to the sukkah. So why would you say that they're part of the sukkah and you give the impression that there's no need to go to the sukkah at all? There's no chiyuv, there's no midas chasidus, there's no reason to go to the sukkah bichlal. Why? V'lechlu b'sukkah v'lechlu b'sukkah. It's Efshel Kaim Shneim. And what's the tircha? What's the big deal? Let them go to the sukkah. It's also a makom that you could be mesamech the chasan and kala. It's Efshel Kaim Shneim. And what's the tircha? Go to the sukkah. Not such a big deal. Zok the Gemara. No. Ain't simcha lebechupa. Not only, it's not a function of whether it's tircha. It's Efshel Kaim Shneim in the sukkah. The kasha of the Gemara is that Ein bo tircha klal. So if ein bo tircha klal, even the Ran would say that osik b'mitzvah is not chayiv in the other mitzvah, but should engage in the second mitzvah. So how can you say they're potter min asukah, which implies that they're potter legami and there's no inyan? It doesn't simply imply that they're potter and not chayiv, but there is some kind of inyan to go to the sukkah. If there's an inyan, he wouldn't, Rav Abba Bar Zavda Marav wouldn't have said potter min asukah, just leave it at that. He would say, technically, they don't have to go, but it's appropriate. He wouldn't just have a lashon that they have no, there's no push to bring them to the sukkah. There is a need for them to go to the sukkah. Yos tov al tikori ra. So that's why the Gemara says, v'lechlu v'sukkah, v'lechlu v'sukkah. Let them go into the sukkah, even if osig mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. In this case, although it's actually kind of shnei, but they're part of technically, but it's appropriate, it's a midas chasidus to go to the sukkah. So let them do that. So to that the Gemara answers, no, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. You can't be Mekayim Simchas Chosan Bekala in the Sukkah. So that's why they put them in the Sukkah, they have to be Mesameach the Chosan Bekala Dafke in the Sukkah.
Could you say maybe it's like Sukkah's Daraisa and then Chosan Bekala is like Suffolk Daraisa, so we want to try and get the Daraisa in if you're able to, so it's like...
Why is Simchas Chosan Bekala Suffolk Daraisa? It's only Darabon.
I mean, well, we say Darabon might be also Daraisa. So it's like a low level deraisa maybe because they're banan is like deraisa.
No, but I think right. If you say also the mitzvah derabanan is part of a mitzvah deraisa, you have to say that the derabanan is sort of like a deraisa. Lo sasa makes it into like a deraisa, but you're still saying it's only a derabanan.
Right.
It's a okay. So what's the problem?
So maybe you're trying to get the deraisa in. You're putter, but maybe it's still better to get the deraisa in if you could. You could do both.
No, but if the yisod is that osik mitzvah derabanan is like a deraisa and you're putter in a mitzvah in general, every case of osik mitzvah derabanan. I mean, according to you, in every case of osik mitzvah derabanan, even if it's efshalakayim shneim, the Ran should say get that deraisa in. Yeah, but the Ran doesn't say that. He says you're putter in a mitzvah except if there's no tircha. There's no tircha, even though technically you're part of a mitzvah, but it's appropriate. Why does the Ran say that? He should say by every mitzvah derabanan, he should try to push yourself to get it in, to get in that deraisa. You don't see the Ran jumping so far. Okay, that's the shock of Atayah that we've shown him in the basic sukkah. Okay, why the chasin and the bnei achupa are ptur in a sukkah? Two different reasons. What does that tell me about osik the mitzvah derabanan? What's the rai of the rai of it, and how can the Ran be docha the rai of the rai of it? The Gemara continues. The Gemara has another kash. What's the second kash of the Gemara? V'leichlu b'sukkah v'leichlu b'chuppah. First kash was leichlu b'sukkah v'leichlu b'sukkah. Do everything in the sukkah. So that, the Gemara says, that ain't simcha l'b'chuppah, forget about it. So then the Gemara says, okay, we're not going to be m'samer l'chas and kala inside the sukkah, but what's the problem? We'll do both. We'll be Mitzameh, L'chasen Kala, L'chuppah, and we'll eat in the sukkah. We'll be able to do both mitzvahs. At different times, obviously. It's not that it's Efshel L'chaim Shneim, it's Efshel L'chaim Shneim. But there are different times. We'll eat in the sukkah, and then we'll be Mitzameh, L'chasen Kala, not B'shas Achila, in the chuppah. So to that, the Gemara answers, no. Ein Simcha, Ela B'makom Suda. Ein Simcha, Ela B'makom Suda. You have to do it B'makom Suda. If you have to do it B'makom Suda, then the Suda has to be in the Chuppah. Okay. So there are two principles over here. Ein Simcha l'b'chuppah and Ein Simcha l'b'makom Suda. So the Chuppah has to have the Suda there. Okay. Says Tosus like this. Ein Simcha l'b'chuppah. Mashma mikah dim yotza chosa mechuposa afilu kalasu ima v'holchem lecho b'bayis ache de'im v'orchin she'a simcha v'ma'on avu l'b'richas chasanim kevin de'ein simcha l'b'chuppah. Gemara posits the idea that ain't simcha l'b'chuppah, and then it says ain't simcha l'b'makom suda, the suda has to be in the chuppah. So it says, Taisus, what would happen if the chasan and kala leave the makom ha'chuppah? Again, at the time of Taisus, time of the Gemara, they would, maybe at the time of the Rishonim, it was happening less, but let's assume the same as the Gemara, that they would have the chuppah in the bias of chasan and kala. That's where they would stay for the week of Shavuot Brachos. So it says, Taisus, let's say the chasan and kala leave. I said they leave the bais, they go somewhere else. So says Tosfos, he thinks that you wouldn't make the bracha she'asimcha b'ma'ono or birchas chasanim because ain't simcha l'b'chuppah. Okay, let's focus on birchas chasanim, the sheva brachas. She'asimcha b'ma'ono was a special bracha that they would say. We put it as part of the benching, we don't say it as a separate bracha. So let's just focus on the Shevet Brachos. Taisa says that if the Chasan and Kala would leave their Mokum, then they wouldn't say Birchas Chasanim because ain't Simcha L'B'chuppah. He says it's really Mefurish and Ksubas, so the Pak, the Ksubas, Perakama, the Ksubas, Amin, Anami, Mevarchim, Birchas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim. Mash Medavka, B'mokum Chuppah, do Beis Chasanim. Bryce says Mevarchim, Birchas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim. So it sounds like Davka in the Chuppah. But Beis Chasanim is Chuppah? Yeah. Because the chuppah was the Beis Chasan, that was the makom of Chasan and Kalat, where they lived. So it sounds like the only Mevarach Sheva Brachas in Beis Chasan. That there actually are two brises there in Ksubas. First it says Mevarach and Berchas Chasan Beis Chasan, and then it says Mevarach and Berchas Chasan Beis Chasan Kol Shiva. Because there really are two Mechayim for Sheva Brachas. First at the chuppah, and then throughout the week of Sheva Brachas. Now we do both. Two brises. But it sounds like you're only mevarach birchas chasanim veis chasanim. But if they leave the makom ha'chuppah, you leave veis chasanim, then no, you don't make the shavuot brachos. Miu says Tosus ain raya misham. He doesn't think it's such a compelling raya. The dil malafuke mid the Rabbi Yehuda ka'asi. The Amar Apeveis va'erisim mevarach nosa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you make birchas chasanim even beveis va'erisim. We know at the time of the Gemara, the Erisin and the Nisuin did not occur simultaneously. First they had the Erisin, they did the Kiddushin, Keser Shtar Ubiya, right? And then 12 months later, they did the Chuppah. First, she was an Eishes Ish, Shalom Bevei Sabal. She stayed in her father's home. And we know that an Eishes Ish, Shalom Bevei Sabal, is still an Eishes Ish. If she were Mezane, Bein Ha'erisin, Linisuin, she's Chayav Misa. She's a full Eishes Ish. A full Eishes Ish, but not completely. Right? She's not an Eishes Ish, Bevei Sabal. So the Baal, if he's a Kohen, he's not going to be Metame her. He can't be Mefer any Vidorim that she makes. He can't be Yoresher. He's not a full Eishes Ish. But in our Torah, she is an Eishes Ish. Shalom Bevei Sabal. If she's Mizana, she's Chayav Misa for that. In our Torah, she could eat Truma. Once the Kiddushin takes place. But they waited. They waited for the Nisuin for 12 months. They gave time for the Chasan and Kala to be Mefarnes themselves. The Mishnayos and Ksubos and the Fifth Parak talk about the Zman of 12 months. But now, for different reasons, we put them together. We put the Kiddushin and Nisuin at the same time. We have the Kesef, we're Mekadosh with Tabas, Aki the Zohar, we Dafka Mekadosh with a ring, but you really could be Mekadosh with any Kesef. We use a ring, because that's a symbol of the Nisuin. It's something that the Kala is always wearing. She can never forget the Chosin. So we do it with the ring based on the Zohar. So we're Mekadosh with Kesef, and we have the Nisuin too. What's the Nisuin? Oh, it's a Machlokas. Is the Nisuin Badekin? Is it what we call the chuppah, the canopy? Is it yichud? Is it taking her home? It's all different shittas, so we do everything. Right? Sort of at the same time, the taking the home is at the end. Right? But badekin and chuppah and yichud, we do everything to try to be choshesh for all the shittas. But we do it, b'maimad echa, we do it all at the same time. But then they would separate. They do the erisin first, then they do the nisuin 12 months later. Zakhir b'Yehuda, the erisin is also a chelek of the marriage. He says the takana to make Sheva Brachas applies to Erisin too. They make Sheva Brachas Beveis Erisin. Says Taisus, maybe the Bryce that says Mevarachim Birchas Chasanim, Beveis Chasanim is Lafuke from that Shita. Doesn't mean to say Dafka Beveis Chasanim, it means Dafka after the Nisuin, not at the time of the Erisin. Zab Taisus, it's Sarach Ladaktek, Mahi Chuba. What is the Chuba? What's the chuppah? Can't just say that the chuppah means where the original chasen or the original nisuin took place, because sometimes, you know, when you have a big crowd, you do it in the street. The bias is not big enough for everyone. So what is the chuppah? Says Tosis, what's the chuppah? Ain simcha of a chuppah. That means the ikar makom yeshivas chasan mekala. That's the makom of the chuppah. So normally it's based chasanim. Normally it's the house of chasan mekala. That's where the chuppah normally takes place. That's where they're going to be for the shavu brachas. But just in case the nisuin took place berachov, Tosis says the chuppah is the makom ikar yeshiva of the chasan mekala. That's where you're mavarik bechas chasanim. But if the chasan mekala decide to go somewhere else, and they have a Sheva Bracha, so to speak. They have a Suda. That's called a Suda. They have a Suda outside of the base Chasanim, outside the Ikka Makam Yeshiva and Chasan Akala. There's no Sheva Bracha. There's no Bechas Chasanim. That's Shita's Taisis. Because Taisis understands that Simcha Ela B'chuba means Dafka Ela B'chuba, only in the Chuba.
What is Yehuda saying? I didn't quite get that down.
Yehuda says that you can say the Bechas Chasanim even B'veis Erisin, even at the time of the Kiddushin. So Taisus suggests that maybe the Braisa that says that Mevarchim Berchas Chasanim Beis Chasanim is not this, it doesn't mean to say Dafka Beis Chasanim as opposed to other Mekomos that are not Beis Chasanim. B'shas Nisuim, or during the week of Sheva Brachas. No! You might think that you can make the Sheva Brachas even outside of the Beis Chasanim. The whole purpose of saying Mevarchim Berchas Chasanim Beis Chasanim is Lafuke Beis Erisin. There you can't make the Brachas. You only make it B'shas Nisuim. Okay? So he says it's not such a compelling ride, but it's still true. He holds that. Tosa says that in Simcha L'Bechuba means Dafka B'Chuba, Dafka B'Mokum Ike Yeshivas Chosan V'Kala, as opposed to a place that they go Bakra. As opposed to a place that they go Bakra. The Rosh echoes a similar sentiment, similar to Tosa's, but he elaborates a little bit. What does the Rosh add? Rosh says, could it be that if the Chosin and Kala are going to be Oker Dirosam, they're going to change their location, so then we're not going to make Sheva Brachos anymore? What, it's only the Beis Chasanim, only in the Chuppah, the original place? Says the Rosh, I don't think so. The Nira, the Mehocha, Ain't Raya, She'ein Levar HaBichas Chasan, V'mochem She'achosan, V'akala Holchim Lechol B'vayis Achim. But the Chosin and Kala go to eat in a different place, then you're not going to make Brachos Chasanim? I think you would. But listen carefully to how he formulates it. V'hochi Perusha, Hocha. Ein Simcha Ela B'chuppah, Kevan She'ein Daito Lehoniya HaChuppah. Ela Kadei Lechol B'sukah V'ahaga Chosin L'chuppahsa. What's the Brice is saying? The member is saying. Ein Simcha Ela B'chuppah, that means that if all you plan on doing is going to the sukkah and then going back to your chuppah, you're not leaving the chuppah. You're just leaving the chuppah temporarily to go to the sukkah. The sukkah is not the ikar mokom yeshiva of the Chosin and Kala. Then we would say that ain't simcha ela b'chuppah. There is no simcha in the sukkah because you're coming back. The sukkah is a mokom ba'akroi ba'alma. It's a mokom of Chosin and Kala that's only temporary. Ain't simcha ela b'chuppah means that a mokom that's temporary for Chosin and Kala that doesn't suffice to be mechayev in Birchas Chasan. That's what Agamar said. Avlam holech legamri lebayis acher huva chaver of achara veosim oso bayis ikar. Dr. Rosh gam shom nigreis chupa v'yochel levarach sham Birchas Chasan. But if you're oker diros of the Chasan and Kala leave their makom, they go to a different place, and now that becomes the ikar makom, and they stay there day one, day two, day three, etc. Or they leave in the middle of the week. Right? Day four, day five, day six, they're in a different makom. That is the Iker makom of Chasan and Kala. It's not by Kroy Ba'alma. They're going there and they're Kovei Anu makom. Dr. Rush, in that case, you could make Sheva Brachas there. Because that's the Chuppah. Chuppah doesn't mean Chuppah, as we call it. Chuppah means the Iker makom Yeshiva of Chasan and Kala, like Tosfos. So you have to decide, what's the Iker makom Yeshiva Asam? If the makom Yeshiva changes, then Avami will make Sheva Brachas in the new makom Yeshiva for Chasan and Kala. All the Gemara is saying is that if you go back right to the sukkah, you're going to hop back and forth, chuppah the sukkah the chuppah, so then the chuppah is the chuppah. The chuppah remains the ikka makam yeshiva for chasen and kala, and the sukkah is a makam back right, you're not going to make sheva brachas there, because ain't sinful of the chuppah, means you only make sheva brachas in the ikka makam yeshiva for chasen and kala. And that's what the chuppah is, but if they're oker dirasam and they're kovea nu makam as their ikka makam yeshiva, avada you'll make sheva brachas there. Tosfos and the Rosh seem to be going in tandem. They both maintain that in Simcha LeBechuppah is Dafka, only Bechuppah. They both define Chuppah as the Ikka Mokom Yeshiva for Chosin and Kala. It's just the Rosh is elaborating and saying that if the Chosin and Kala Taka are Oker Dirasam, so then you can be Kovei Anu Mokom as the Ikka Mokom Yeshiva for Chosin and Kala. Jeremy.
Yeah, the Rosh is implying that the Ikka Mokom Yeshiva for Chosin and Kala is decided on Das. And the Das of the Chosin and Kala?
Of course. But it's a function of where they plan on making their Mokom Yeshiva. Right? If their Das is to go back, then that's Megala, that the new place is not their Mokom Yeshiva. That's only a Bayis Bakroi. But if their Das is not to go back, then that's Megala, that the new place is their Mokom Yeshiva. You know, if they decide to go to another place and they change their minds, they were going to stay here for a few days, and then they change their minds and they go back. So if they... If they went to that place and they had a suda and they made Sheva Brachos, so I think that's fine because they had in mind to stay here. Then they changed their minds again. But if they're only going here for one meal, that's a bayis bakroi. That's not a nikkur makom yeshiva. Then they really should not make Sheva Brachos. Danny?
If they plan to move into the sukkah for the whole sukkahs, is it that that's still temporary because the 7 days, not the rest of their lives?
No, I think keva is the week of Sheva Brachos defines the keva.
So why can't they move on the sukkah for the week?
They could. They could. But you're asking another question. You're saying, put the chuppah in the sukkah. We're not at that stage yet. The first kasha of the Gemara is, lechlu besukkah, velechlu besukkah. Leave the chuppah here, but let them eat and be sameach in the sukkah, and then presumably they're going to go back to the chuppah to sleep. That's still their makom. The final kasha of the Gemara is, what's the problem? Throw the chuppah into the sukkah. Put the chuppah in the sukkah. Let them do everything. Live in the sukkah. Make that be their ikar makom. But we're not there yet. That's a problem too. Abai and Rav have two different reasons why we can't do that. Mishum yichud, mishum sarchos, and that's... But at this stage in the Gemara, we're saying, let them eat in the sukkah, but let them be sameach in the chuppah. Let them eat in the sukkah, let them be sameach in the sukkah, but then they'll go back to the chuppah to sleep. So that can't be. Ein simcha lebechupa, says the Gemara. That's not the Rekha Makam Yeshiva, so you won't make Sheva Brachas there. That's not a Makam Simcha Brachas in the Kalim. Bechor, based on Tosis and the Rosh, how do we make Sheva Brachas this man as at this time? We make Sheva Brachas not just at a chuba, but during the whole week. Shiva Simei HaMishta, Besula, a Bechor, or a Besula, if one of them has not been married before, then we make Sheva Brachas for a whole week. If one of them has been married previously, so different days in the Gemara Ksuvos, we pask that there's only one day of Sheva Brachas. But for a Bachur or a Basul, we make Sheva Brachas for 7 days. I don't understand, but normally, Bizman Azeh, we have a Chuppah and a Chas and a Hor. And then the Chas and the Kala go to an apartment, they go to wherever they're going to be. There's no Sheva Brachas in their apartment. Sheva Brachas is in a restaurant, in a friend's home, in a catering hall. That's a bias by a cry. That's not the makom for chasen and kala. According to Tosfos in the Rosh, why should you make a sheva brachas there? Ain't simcha lebechupa. You can't make birchas chasanim except in the chuppah, except in the ikka makom yeshiva for chasen and kala. So how do you make sheva brachas bechlav is mine? In the chuppah, I understand. Yeah, sheva brachas bechuppah, vada. Video, that's right. That's the ikka makom for the chasen and kala right then and there. And the emes is the Sheva Brachas of the Chuppah could be a different Mechayiv. That's the Shas Nisuin, so you have Sheva Brachas there. But during the week of Sheva Brachas, so to speak, they're not in the Sheva Brachas are not taking place in the Ikka Makom Yeshiva Chasen and Kala. So how do we do that? Brachal Vatala, Koni Vatos in the Rosh, how can that be? The emes is there is a Shita that argues with Tos in the Rosh. That's the Ran. The Ran suggests that maybe in Simchel of the Chuppah is not Dafka, the Chuppah. It means that's the Ikka Makom Yeshiva, that's the Ikka Makom for Simcha. The Ran of Dafir Aleph Amid Beis says, V'kosu betosis d'meho shamin and shemietzi chosu mechaposu afilu kalosu ima v'olchen lecho l'vay sachar im v'orchen she'a simcha v'mo'ona v'lo b'rchas chasanim tein simcha l'b'chuk. Says the Ran, ובבדה שהשמחה במונה הוא אומר מה עושה אפילו שלא בחופה. I don't think that's correct. He thinks שהשמחה במונה you can say even שלא בחופה. דו מחירם הוא סערי בעסיסה ארמינן לי ולכה חופה. The Gemara in Suba says that the ברוכה שהשמחה במונה you can recite even מחירם הוא סערי בעסיסה once they throw the barley into the vat. They start to make the beer for the chasen. But they're making beer for the chasen and there's no chupa yet. If the bracha she'asimcha b'ma'ono is related to the chuppah, so how can you say it when they're only making the beer? You see that it's not inextricably linked to the chuppah. She'asimcha b'ma'ono can be recited even shalom b'chuppah. The kevon she'kains up the ran, yeshlom v'daf filu shalom b'makom chuppah mevarchem b'chas nasanim. If she'asimcha b'ma'ono is not inextricably linked to the chuppah, so then b'chas nasanim also shouldn't be linked only to the chuppah. The bracha avagad mishum simcha ka'asya lo talya b'chuppah. Bracha is not totally in the chuppah. You don't need the chuppah. You don't need the chuppah. But our Gemara says you need the chuppah. No, v'hocha hochi ko amrina. The ikar simcha lesa el v'chuppah. All of our Gemara, all that our Gemara is saying is the ikar simcha is only v'chuppah. So you can't tell me lechlu besukah v'lechdu besukah. Let them have a simcha besukah. Nah, that's not the ikar makom. The ikar makom is v'chuppah. So we can't force them to go into the sukkah to be sameach the sukkah because that's not the appropriate place for the simcha. It's not that you wouldn't have a simcha shalom b'chuppah. You can have a simcha shalom b'chuppah, but that's not the ikar makom. So since it's not the ikar makom, we're not going to force them to go into the sukkah to be sameach in the sukkah because it's better for them to be sameach in the chuppah. But that doesn't mean that it's the only place to be sameach. Even shalom b'chuppah, you can have a simcha. Even shalom b'chuppah, you can say berchas chasan. If Shasimcha b'ma'ono can be recited Mechiram Usari Basisa, even though there's no chuppah there, so Birchas Chasana can also be recited Shalom Makam HaChuppah. Mekach Nogim Hayom, says the Ran, Levar Birchas Chasanim B'chol Achas Mibotei HaChasana Kol Zman She'achasan O Akalahim Shom. It says maybe you should be choshesh for the Tosfos, but he thinks that that's appropriate, that we say Birchas Chasanim B'chol Echad Mibotei HaChasana. And all the places where you have Simcha for Chasan and Kala, if the Chasan or the Kala are there. Very interesting. Sounds like you could say Sheva Brachas even if the Chasan and Kala are not there together. Chasan or the Kala. Interesting tidbit. Said, but you don't have to say it only in the Chuppah. You can say it in any one of the Batei HaChasana, any one of the places that the Chasan and Kala go. Even a bias bar kroy, presumably, according to the Ran. A temporary place. A restaurant, a friend's home. Yeah. Yeah. As long as that's a nakam the chas and the kala want to be, so then there can be simcha there. The ikar simcha is only in the chuppah. That's the ikar simcha. But it's not the only place of simcha. You can also have a simcha, shalom b'makam ha-chuppah, if it's a makam that the chasen and kala want to be. So that's one answer to Akasha. That the zman hazeh, we recite the birchas chasan and the shevet brachos throughout the whole week after the chasen. Aye, but they're not the chuppah. It's not the ikar makam yeshiva for chasen and kala. The ikar makam yeshiva is not the chuppah in the catering hall where they have the chasen. The ikar makam yeshiva is in their apartment where they live. Yeah. Maybe that's the Ikar Makom Simcha. That should be the Ikar Makom Simcha. But it's not the only Makom Simcha, so we can do it even outside of that Makom as well. That's true if you pass them like the Ram. But the Balatosis, the Rosh, there are other Shitas. Almost seems like Rov Rishon don't pass them like that. Rov Rishon seems to say that Ein Simcha L'Chuppah is Dafka, only B'Chuppah. So how can we explain our Minhag according to Tos and the Rosh? The Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchas Kiddushin, he suggests that maybe our times are different. He mentioned that at the time of the Gemara, they used to get married in the bayis, in the base chasan, in the house of the chasan and kala, and that's where they stayed. That was the makom kavua. That was the makom kavua. That was makom kavua, right? The shivas yimei hamishta, the chasan and kala normally stayed in the base chasan. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe the whole statement of the Gemara that in simcha l'chuppah, which according to those in the Rosh means Dafka only B'chuppah, maybe that statement was only made at the time of the Gemara. Since that was the Mokom Kavua for Chasen and Kala, the Chuppah was the Mokom Kavua for Chasen and Kala, that was the Ikka Mokom Yeshiva for Chasen and Kala, and they stayed there the week of Shabbat Brachas, then that was their Mokom. That's the only Mokom for Simcha. The Chuppah is the Ikka Mokom Yeshiva for Chasen and Kala. That's where they normally were for the week of Shavuot Brachos, so that's where the Simcha can be, only there. But Bizmanas, that the Chasana takes place not in the bias of Chasana Kala. It takes place in a totally different place, totally different Mokom. It's in a catering hall, or it's in the street or someplace. It's not where the Chasana Kala are living. So then the rule that Ein Simcha L'B'Mokom Chuppah, Ein Simcha L'B'Chuppah doesn't apply anymore. Because there is no Ikar Mokom for Chasana Kala. There is no Ikar Mokom of Simcha for Chasan and Kala. If the Mokom of the Chuppah was the base Chasanim, so then, and the Chasan and Kala normally would stay there for the week of Shavuot Brachos, then that's Nikva, that's established as the Ikar Mokom Simcha for Chasan and Kala. That's their Ikar Mokom, so that's the Mokom of Simcha for Chasan and Kala. But since Bizman Azeh, the Mokom of the Chuppah is not the place where the Chasan and Kala are staying, and there is no one place where they normally have all of the Shavuot Brachos, so then there is no Ikar Makom for Yeshiva Chasan HaKala. So if there is no Ikar Makom for Yeshiva Chasan HaKala, then the rule that Ein Simcha L'B'Chuppah doesn't apply. Ein Simcha L'B'Chuppah is only where there is an Ikar Makom Yeshiva of Simcha. But Bizman HaZeh, there is no such Makom. Because they're not going to get married in Beis Chasanim. And they're not going to stay in the same place throughout the week of Shavuot Brachos. They're not Koveya Makom Kavua to be Sameach. The Koveya Makom, their apartment, is the Makom that they sleep. But they're not having Shavuot Brachos there. That's not the Makom of Simcha. So the rule of Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah, Zok B'Yaruch HaShulchan, doesn't apply this man. I think there's actually a raya to the sort of the Yaruch HaShulchan from the statement of the Ran. The Ran brings a raya to his Shita from where? The Gemara Ksuvos. Mechiramu Sari Basisi. Sha'asimcha B'ma'ono can be recited even before the Chasana, even before the Chuppah, when there's no Chuppah, once they start to prepare the beer. That was the Ran's raya. So what are Tosfos and the Rosh going to do with that raya? Isn't that a good raya that you can have simcha shalom b'makom ha-chuppah? There's no chuppah when they're preparing the beer. What's the answer to that raya? L'chora, the Tosfos and the Rosh are going to say what? No, that's a case where there is no chuppah yet. If there is no makom kavua, then avada shasimcha b'mono shavu brachas, you can recite. It's a zman of simcha. Even shalom makom ha-chuppah. If there is no chuppah, then you can recite it in a makom of simcha. If there is simcha, then fine, that's enough. Only after you have an ikur makom for yeshiva of chos nekal, you have a chuppah, and they're staying in that chuppah, that's the base chasanim, and they plan on staying there for the week of Shavuot Brachos, only to leave, bakroi ba'alma, but basically they're here. Once we start to be kovea makom, then ain't simcha l'bechupa, the simcha has to be there. But you see from the Ran itself, from that raya of the Ran, that there is a possibility to say sheva brachas, to say some bracha of simcha outside of a chuppah. The Tosis and the Rosh would say it's not a din that you can say it outside the chuppah. No! If you have a chuppah, if you have an ikum mokum for the yeshiva of Chos and Akala, then the sheva brachas has to be recited after there. But if you were never koveya such a mokum, if you never will be koveya such a mokum, because there is no ikum mokum yeshiva of Chos and Akala b'zman hazeh where they're going to have sheva brachas, we're going to have simcha, they just have an apartment, but they're not having the sheva brachas there. So then Tosus and the Rosh would say there is no such rule that ain't simcha l'bechupa. Then the rule is that if you have a suda for the simcha b'chasan akala, so then you'll be able to say shever brachas in that makom. So we can justify the minig that we have is manazeh, not only according to the Ran, who says that there is a possibility to have a simcha shelo b'makom chupa. Even according to Tosus and the Rosh, that ain't simcha l'bechupa is davka in the makom achupa, is manazeh that we're never koveh an ikur makom for yeshiva b'chasan akala that's going to be a makom simcha. Their apartment is something totally extraneous. So then any place where we're koveya suda, where we have the suda, the chasana kala, especially the chasana kala, that will be a mokum of simcha, and one will be allowed to say shavu brachas in that moment.